Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Spring is in the air, which means it's time once again for the Banri Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banri Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
You win.
Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. I'm Eli, and this is going to be the last off the record for this year. I'll be back in September, but have to head back to Calgary, so can't really keep doing these over the summer. But yeah, bit of an eclectic show, mixed bag. It's just a bunch of stuff I wanted to play, as well as another new fifth project, song. New as in the live version of an old song, but still great stuff. I love their live stuff, I think, more than their other ones. And their live album is coming out in May, so I won't be able to promote that again, I guess, before it comes out, but make sure to check it out. It'll be really cool. Anyway, let's get started here. Got a bunch of Canadian stuff, a bunch of new music, and just a bunch of sort of random stuff. Shapeshifter by Fifth Project. That is a new live version of Shapeshifter. I don't think that's released to any music streaming yet, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, get an early listen. And then following that was Man of War by Radiohead. It's off of OK Computer, but like the deep cut of OK Computer. I don't know. OK Computer is a weird one. It has a lot of good songs, but I think it's an overplayed album. I hadn't heard this one before, though, so I really liked it. And I usually play Radiohead when I play Fifth Project, so I have a Radiohead song in there. Speaking of Radiohead, every time, most famous song from OK Computer is probably Let Down. Or, not one of the most famous, but it's one of the big ones. And every time Let Down plays, I have this version in my head instead of the Radiohead one. It's band called Easy Star and the All-Stars, and they do reggae covers of different things, and they have a Radio Dread album, reggae covers of Radiohead songs, and I have this song. Every time someone mentions Let Down, this is the one that plays.
day. I do any yeah, pay nice. Take it to me. Take it to me.
Star in the All Stars, also featuring Toots and the Maytals, followed by Funky Kingston by Toots and the Maytals. We have the album Funky Kingston on vinyl back home. Listen to it from time to time. Figured last day in Kingston for a bit. Kingston's pretty funky. Throw Funky Kingston on there. So yeah, we're just gonna keep on moving with the music.
Lord, because I can't get off the carousel. I can't get off.
just heard Pyretta Blaze by Typo Negative, followed by Spaceman by Rosetta Stone. Pyretta Blaze, the intro is very similar to the Children of the Void intro by Black Sabbath. I think Peter Steele is a big Black Sabbath fan, and so I think he is inspired by that. But I was just in the lounge the other day. I listened to Pyretta Blaze, and as soon as it stopped, I think Rock'em Radio started playing Children of the Void, or the Black Sabbath one that the intro sounds like Pyretta Blaze, and I thought it was the same one, but as soon as the lyrics came in, figured it out. Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna keep going on with our music here.
Thank you.
You just heard two new songs. One of those was Soar off of Theo Vandenhoff's new album. He's Toronto-based synth pop. I've played him before. I love his stuff. His full album's out now, so make sure to check that out. Anyway, the other one there was Promises by A Thousand Mad Things. They're a UK band. Got a couple more of their, both of those guys' stuff coming up. But yeah, both new stuff within the last month or two. Yeah.
Nothing left, an empty silence.
Step, also by Theo Vandenhoff. Following that was, I think, Remorse by A Thousand Mad Things. Yeah, I forgot to mention earlier with the Rosetta Stone. I love Rosetta Stone. They're a great band, great stuff. But recently, all of their new stuff they've been putting out, like the new singles, have had AI-generated album covers, which I think is just a stupid move, especially for like a goth band in such a creative focused space and generally left leaning space, because goth is also political. But like having those people tend to be against AI art and stuff. And so, especially like, I'm sure you guys have probably seen, there's this one band called Scars, and they're SKARS band in quotation marks. It is almost certainly AI-generated slop that they just pay meme accounts, which are usually AI meme accounts that repost stuff from, like, 3 to 5 years ago to play their music. It's just so bad all the way down. Bad stuff. One of them just straight up has a Slipknot riff that they just stole. But AI-generated music, terrible. I think it's just a stupid move to do, especially AI-generated alternative music, because those scenes are also generally anti-AI and focused on human creativity. Music should not be AI-generated at all. It's about human experience. But especially in those scenes is just such a terrible decision. But Rosetta Stone, I don't know, I love their stuff, but I might play less of it because they keep using AI in their album covers, which is just a stupid move. We only got one song left for the night. It's gonna be No Control by Double Eyelid. I've played a whole Double Eyelid album on here before. I completely missed the ball on this one. This was new. I think it dropped in January, and I just didn't notice it until now, so it doesn't count in my, 3-month new. If you didn't know, at the radio here, we have basically two things we have to fill for each show. Each show has to be about, I think it's 35% Canadian content, which is required by federal law, and that can just be filmed in Canada. Members are Canadian, live shows from Canada, band formed in Canada, that kind of stuff, and which usually isn't too hard to meet. And then also, the radio generally wants 25% new music within the last 3 months. So that's why I try to play new stuff and try to play Canadian stuff. Also, Canadian stuff's great, and it's usually less put out there, so I think it's a pretty cool law. One last song here, No Control, Double Eyelid. Thanks for sticking with me, and I'll be back in September, I guess, for more Off the Record. Thank you.
unroll the web we weave, my life will be lost in fallen leaves. Every single move's uncertain. Don't tell God your plans, it's all too brash. No control. I should live my life on bended knee if I can't control my destiny. You've gotta have a scheme, you've gotta have a plan in the world of today for tomorrow's man.
I bid you adieu. Remember, it's strictly off the record.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate and make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 2.